So any special things for Mother's Day this morning? Angel. An angel game coming up? Very nice. You know, the Dodgers are also in town. If so. Oh. And even with how well the Dodgers are doing, I get it. Man, anything else for Mother's Day?
Barbecue,
okay.
Breakfast.
Any moms get breakfast? Any other? Awesome. Was it? No, never mind. I won't ask that. That is wonderful. Any other things for Mother's Day?
My daughter's home.
Daughter's home. We'd like to welcome Sarah back with us from Uganda, as she has commuted the furthest to come this morning. And it is good to have you home. What a wonderful Mother's Day gift. I know there's some special cookies and stuff afterwards, along with our Mother's Day snack in honor of your return. And it is wonderful to have you back with us. Anything else for Mother's Day? And that's okay, isn't it? Yeah, I see the smile. I mean, you don't necessarily want to be woken up, but for that, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that warms a mom's heart.
A bird,
okay. Very nice. One of the things that I wanted to do for Susie this morning is I know one of the things that helps her in the morning is if I can take care of Mark and get Mark ready, and it's getting a little easier because he's getting a little bigger now and can mostly dress himself and almost get things on the right way and those wonderful. You just sort of have to check up and make sure, number one, he got everything, and number two, it's on in the right way. But I was reminded of just the impact moms have as I'm putting on a shirt, or actually he got a shirt on and helping him with his pants, and simple little decision. Do you tuck the shirt in or don't you? And I look at the shirt and I'm thinking, this one doesn't tuck in. It's short and so I'm not going to tuck it in. And what do you think he says? It's not how mommy does it. I've heard that so many times in the last 6 months. It's not how mommy does it. And that's not a bad thing, because what that tells me is that moms are making a difference, that moms are having an impact, and it's setting in. It's sinking in. It's engraving. As we've been talking about character, and we've just started a series on the quest for godly character. For Mother's Day, we're going to take a brief interruption to that series, but not far. So it's part of the quest. And I'd like to talk about godly character in moms. And what types of character qualities that God has generally put into mothers that they pass on to their kids, that they pass on to us. There was a survey once taken where a number of small children were asked questions about mom. I love these. Talking about the difference mom is making. One of the questions was, why were mothers created? One child answered, she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. Think about it. It's the best way to get more people. Another child, please don't take offense at this, child said this, mostly to clean the house. Another question was asked, how were mothers made? One child, from dirt, just like the rest of us. I like this one. Magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. Amen. Amen. Why were you given your mother and not some other mom? One child said, well, we're related. Another child said, she likes me a lot more than other people's moms like me. What ingredients are mothers made of? They had to get their start from men's bones. Then they mostly use string, I think. Let's see, a couple more. What did mom need to know about dad before she married him? His last name. And a little bit about his background. Like, did he say no to drugs and yes to chores? So true. What's the difference between moms and dads? Moms know how to talk to teachers without scaring them. Dads, what are we doing? Dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power, because that's who you got to ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's. The wisdom of kids. What does your mom do in her spare time? Mothers don't do spare time. Feel that way sometimes? Yeah, it's a 24/7 job. Describe the world's greatest mom. She would make broccoli taste like ice cream. Amen. And finally, if you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean and eating all my vegetables. I'd get rid of that. Thoughts of kids about mom. But no matter what you say, moms are making a difference. And it shows in all of those things like magic and superpowers stirred together, because the children are seeing how valuable the gift of motherhood is that he has given to a family. And God has uniquely equipped with part of his character and part of who he is, he has uniquely equipped you mothers to mother for one of the most difficult jobs in the world, but yet one of the most influential jobs in the world. This morning we want to talk a little bit about godly character, and we're going to go where pastors fear to tread. And we're going to look at Proverbs 31. And before you shut me out, and before you turn and run because you've heard 25 sermons on Proverbs 31 for Mother's Day, as we approach it, I'd like to approach it with an understanding of what the author is trying to accomplish. This isn't about pummeling mom. I know that when you read through the character that's there, when you read through all of the characteristics, it can be daunting. You can look at that list and say, there is no way. I am already busy 26 hours a day. Think about it. And I can't add anything more to fulfill this list. And as we study it today, I hope that you understand it's not a list of things you have to do. It's actually a list of praise. It's a list of praise for those qualities that God has uniquely gifted you. And it's a challenge to dads and to sons and to daughters to praise moms for these things. So as we look at it, it's not something that I'm just talking to moms this morning. Because I know 2/3 here aren't mothers. But that's not the only place we're going with it. That's not the only audience. Because if you're a dad, if you're a husband, if you're a son, if you're a daughter, then this passage is for you. And that covers it. That covers a wide range, and it's interesting because this passage is probably written to young men, as much of the rest of Proverbs is, written to young men, and it's sort of a guide to say, as you're looking for a wife, look for these things. And so the audience isn't even, with the original author, probably moms, although we can learn from it and we can celebrate motherhood from it. But turn with me to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, and we're going to look at verses 10 to the end of the chapter. And we see a beautiful poem that, if we could read it in Hebrew, each verse actually starts with a consecutive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, so you could remember it, and it's something like maybe they would put on their wall. You know, A is for mother's adoration, and B is, it's sort of that kind of thing. And it's a proverb that is general in nature, a proverb of praise. Let's start with verse 10. As the author introduces the poem, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. A wife of noble character, who can find? I'm sure that many of you have heard that verse, and it could be translated a woman of noble character, and the idea isn't that, oh, they're unfindable or they're not out there. But the author here is trying to denote worth. When we look at noble character, the idea is that of excellence, that of worth, that of ability. The same word was sometimes used of strength and valor in a soldier, interestingly enough. And sometimes motherhood might feel like a battle, and that you're on the front lines for the hearts and souls of your children. And so the author starts by saying a wife of noble character, a wife that has strength and valor, a wife that has excellent character and ability, oh, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. And right from the start, we see the idea, the overarching idea, that godly character is what brings worth. Godly character is what brings value. Men, as we encourage our wives, we should be encouraging godly character and noticing godly character. As we encourage moms, it's about encouraging godly character, because that is where worth comes from. And in a culture where worth is being derived from so many different things, from outward appearances to clothes, to what someone says to us, to even how our kids turn out, those aren't where we get worth. Mom's worth comes from how closely you model God's character. And that is a worth that is far more valuable than anything else. Than anything else. As we continue through the passage, we're going to look at six different character qualities that are found in a godly mom and a godly wife. But before we do that, we just have a special little thing that we're going to do. And I'd like some of the guys to come up and sing a song to their moms. And this song goes through godly characters and actually hits a number of the ones we're going to be talking through. And so it serves as a good introduction to the passage, but also a gift to some of our moms that are here.
Not the big things, but the little things that can mean enough. A lot of prayers to get me through. And there's never a day that passes by I don't think of you.
You were always there for me. Pushing me and guiding me always to succeed.
You showed me
when I was young just how to grow.
You showed me everything that I should know. You showed me
just how to walk without your hands.
'Cause mom, you always were the perfect fan.
Been so good, blessing me with family who did all they could. And after many years of grace, it flatters me when I see a smile on your face.
I want to thank you for what you've done.
I can give back to you and be the perfect son.
You showed me
when I was young just how to grow.
You showed me everything that I should know. You showed me
just how to walk without your hands.
'Cause mom, you always were the perfect fan.
You showed me how to love.
You showed me how to
you
love.
You showed me how to care.
You showed me how to care.
And you showed me that
always be there.
I want to thank you for that time,
and I'm proud to say you're mine. You
showed me
when I was young just how to grow.
You showed me everything that I should know. You showed me
just how to walk without your hands, oh.
Cause Mom, you always are the perfect fit.
Mom, you always are.
Mom, you always are.
Mom, you always are.
Mom, you always are the perfect fit.
Thank you, gentlemen. We can almost just read the passage and go home. Godly characteristics of moms. As we go through these, I'd like to make this also very practical. And dads, if you're here, I'd like you to take notes today. Somehow have a pen, somehow have a paper, and because at each of the qualities that we talk about, I'm going to ask you to do something. And to write something down. And that may be for dads, if you're here as a son, and your mom doesn't have to be here. But if you have a wife, do this for your wife. If you have a mom, do this for your mom. And as we go through it, we are going to encourage mom. And we're going to write down some things. And moms, you get to just sort of enjoy parts of today. And relax. And the rest of us, it's a chance we have to encourage mom. Proverbs 31. If you look at the end of the chapter, we'll start, we've gone through one verse, but I want to jump to the end of why we're doing that at verse 28. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. And so the conclusion, which is an odd place to start, but the conclusion of the matter is, children, bless mom. Husbands, praise mom. And this whole poem comes to that point, and so I start there because as we go through the qualities that we see, I want to do that very thing. So have your pens and pencils ready, and let's put this into practice. Jump back to verse 11 as we begin to look at some of the traits of a godly woman. The first trait that we see is a woman of godly character is trustworthy. A woman of godly character is trustworthy. Let's read verses 11 and 12. Her husband has full confidence in her, or literally full trust in her, and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. A woman of godly character is trustworthy. She is supportive. And one of the ways that she shows that is through how she treats her family. How she treats her husband, how she treats her kids. A trustworthy person is someone that you can share secrets with and know that they won't come to church the next Sunday and tell it to everyone in the church. A trustworthy mom is someone who you know will speak well of you. She's trustworthy in that you can trust her with yourself. You can trust her with what you share about yourself, with what you do. In the song that the gentleman just sang, it says, Mom, you always were the perfect fan. And picture a mom going to one of their kids' games or performances. What's mom always doing? Go get 'em. Son comes down, daughter comes down, and even if it was the worst performance in the world, which never happens, what does mom say? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I love you. See, that's part of what this verse means when it says mom is trustworthy. That a husband can put his full confidence in her. It's physical, and it's some of the parts of the household that we're going to see a little later. But if you look at the next verse, verse 12, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of his life. And that's the definition that it's using of trustworthy. She brings him good, not harm. As the child comes down from the performance, she brings him good, not harm. As a son calls early in the morning from out of town, she brings him good, not harm. As a husband maybe makes a decision that a wife is struggling with, she brings him good and not harm. A woman of godly character is trustworthy. She is dedicated to her family, honors her husband, supports and encourages in speech and in actions. This is something that moms are so good at. So good at that word of support when a dad wants to speak truth. Which also needs to be spoken. But moms that come alongside, moms that are careful to protect their kids, to not embarrass them, to bring them good and not harm. So the first quality we see is someone that is trustworthy with our souls, with our character, with who we are, that is supportive. And the challenge there is, how do we talk? What actions? How do we show support? And for those of you that are dads and children that have the notes out, on each section there's a spot at the bottom to say, what is one way that your wife or your mom does this? What is one way that your wife or your mom does this? And at each one, I want to stop and actually do this. And so stop, and men and children, write down a way mom does this. How is she trustworthy? How is she supportive? Please don't have mom fill it out for you. Sort of defeats the purpose. Part of verse 1 or verse 11 that speaks to me as well is her husband has full confidence in her. Men, if you want your wives to be trustworthy, if you want them to be supportive, have confidence in them. Build them up. See, the verse has two parts. You could say, well, he only has full confidence in her because she's perfect and never fails in this. Well, none of us are perfect, and none of us measure up to all of the standards. But I see a husband that is showing confidence in his wife, that is building her up, filling her cup, as we talked about last year, her Starbucks cup, and allowing her to act in a supportive, trustworthy way. Verses 11 and 12. Let's read on, starting at verse 13. These are the parts that sometimes people get a little bit frustrated with. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. Basically, she shops. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. As you look at that section of verses, the second character quality of a godly woman, of a mom, that God has given to moms, is that of faithfulness. Faithfulness with diligence. A woman of godly character is faithful. In her dedication to her family, her work is tireless. Many of you mentioned that as we were praising moms. The work never seems to end. But moms somehow find the strength to diligently keep going. To attack the next pile of laundry, even though they just finished one that seemed to be done. And now there's five more. To work with eager hands. Moms, we know that motherhood is tough. We know that it's a lot of work. And we just say this morning, thank you. We appreciate it beyond compare. And at times we don't say it enough, and at times we don't show it enough, and sometimes might seem ungrateful. But we could never do it. Thank you. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. Talking about shopping, and in the next verse, she is like merchant ships bringing her food from afar, but literally providing for the family and bringing in what the family needs and working to make sure everyone's taken care of. And she gets up while it is still dark. And this isn't saying that moms have to be the first one up, but a lot of times they are. A lot of times they are. And so it's referring to a quality of diligence, a quality that I watch moms do without complaining, without even questioning whether they should, because the idea is, of course I should. I'm mom. I'm mom. Verse 17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. There's an energy and an enthusiasm. And I know at times there's tiredness. But something that God has uniquely equipped moms is for that faithfulness. The work that keeps going and keeps going. Faithfulness. One teacher gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and what it does. And so they were talking about magnets and how magnets pick things up and attract things. And the next day in a written test, she included this question. My name has six letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I? When the test papers were turned in, the teachers were astonished to find that almost 50% of the students answered mother. Because that's what they watch mom doing. And they watch mom taking care of the family tirelessly with all of these tasks that seem so trivial, but are so important to a household running well. And are so vital to training our young men and women. I saw a video one time, and this gentleman got home from work, and he gets home, and outside in the yard, the kids are just throwing things around, and the yard is torn up, and there's toys everywhere, and it just looks like tornado went through here. He's like, oh, wonder where mom is. And he goes inside, and he walks through the kitchen, and the blender's been used without a lid. And flour is everywhere, and the kitchen is just a mess. And he's walking through the living room, and there's some clothes there and some other toys. And he still doesn't see his wife, and he's beginning to worry here, because what if something has happened? And he finally makes his way upstairs and gets to the room, and she's in bed watching TV. And he says, what happened here today? And she said, well, you know how every day when you get home from work, you ask me what I did today? Today I didn't do it. And we begin at that point to realize how much we need to appreciate the faithfulness of moms. And it shows us God's faithfulness as God is continually doing so many little things around us. And sometimes we are so ungrateful to God and say, why aren't you working? And why aren't you good? And why aren't you helping the situation? And maybe he's helped in 200 ways that we've been completely unaware of. And we come to God in prayer that night and say, God, what have you done? When in reality, he's been so at work. And we question God for all the wrong reasons. We need to appreciate moms because they are showing the character of God in their faithfulness. They are showing the character of God by doing the mundane. It is the work of God. They do it as to the Lord. Guys, just on that sheet of paper, write down ways that you see your moms doing this, your wives doing this. How is she faithful? How is she faithful? I know on this you could probably write a long time, but we're going to keep going, and if you want to add more to your sheet of notes later, you can, because you'll have homework with it anyway. A woman of godly character is not only faithful, but the verses go on and says that she is industrious. She makes the most of what she has, and this is so true of moms. I mean, moms are the MacGyvers of the household, as they can take all kinds of different things and make projects and make meals and make things happen at home. And let's read verses 18 and 19. Well, actually, we'll throw 16 in there as well. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. And then verse 18, she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. These are tools of making our garments. One is a staff that you would put like a lump of fibers on or material on, and then out of that lump they would bring it to the spinning wheel and spin clothes, and so they'd have this under one arm usually with the fibers coming to the spinning wheel, and they'd be weaving clothes. Providing clothes for a family was a little different back then. It wasn't just run over to Target and use a Target gift card we got through Scrip. They worked hard. And what is so wonderful about this picture of moms is this is showing moms as people that are industrious, as people that have intuition, as people that have common sense. And isn't that true in our homes? Isn't that true? Moms are industrious and wise with family resources generally, unless there's a shoe sale. No. See, for husbands, is there a sale on TVs or cars or little things? But what we see here is a mom that is willing to use her talents, that is willing to use her skills, and is empowered to use her skills, because this was not always common in that day and age, but the only way this could happen is if she was competent and if her husband was fully supportive. And dads, we need to be supportive of our wives for their dreams. We need to be supportive to help them branch out and to help them use their talents and use their gifts for God. You know, a great way to do this is to ask her sometime this week, what are your gifts and passions in the church? How would you like to serve? And then make it happen. Make it happen. This was high praise. This was not an intent of saying that every woman should buy property or every family should have property. But it's this idea of using talents and skills that God has given and using them to encourage the family. Moms have a huge role in managing the household. They have a huge role in what goes on every day, as they tend to be more involved and have the time that they're there. And God has equipped them with talents, with skills, with intuition that we can only dream of. Dads on this one. Sons, daughters on this one. How does mom do this? What are some of the ways that she is industrious? What are some of the ways that she helps the family, that she uses her talents? Or maybe what are some of her dreams that you want her to use, that you want to support? What is being described here is a wise woman. A wise woman. Moving on to the next few verses, verses 20 through 23. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes a seat among the elders of the land. Fourth characteristic that we see in Proverbs 31 of a godly woman is that she's a caring, loving woman. A caring and loving woman. As you described moms, that was something that a lot of your descriptions came back to. Mom loves no matter what. She cares. She shows that. And that's right here in Proverbs 31. Three different areas that it talks about. The first in verse 20 is she has an eye for those in need. She cares for those around her. She notices needs and she's generous with solving those needs. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. That heart is the heart of God. That heart that sees someone in need and says, I wonder if we can help them. That heart of mercy is the heart of God. And your sons and your daughters need to see that. They desperately need to see that. She cares for those in need. In verses 21 and 22, she cares for her family. Make sure everyone is taken care of. When you're leaving as a family, who carries more stuff out, mom or dad, generally? Mom? Why? Everything anyone could possibly need. You know, we have two coats and we have an extra pair of pants and we have this and we have that. And why? Because she cares for her family. Because she cares for her family. Moms, thank you. Thank you when we need a Kleenex that you have one. Thank you when we need Advil that you have one. Or Dr. Pepper. Well, okay, maybe not that. But probably the coins for a Dr. Pepper. It is so true. As I watch me getting Mark out the door, my thought is, I have Mark. I win. Susie's like, well, okay, what about lunch? It's cold outside. What about a coat? Perhaps you want shoes. Perhaps. And there is such a difference. And I know that's a generalism and it's not true in every case. But that is a mom caring for her family. And that is to be praised. And that is to be lauded. When it snows, she has no fear for her household. Keep in mind where this was written in Palestine, it didn't snow often. And so this is talking about when some sort of extreme circumstance happens, she's prepared. She's prepared because she cares for her family and loves her family. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. You might say, okay, how does purple help with the snow? And there's a couple of different possible explanations. One is that when you looked at clothes that were made of scarlet, these were good clothes, good quality, expensive clothes, and so they would protect. But it's also interesting that, just a little bit of a language lesson, in the Hebrew, there were no vowels in the original writings. And so it was just consonants, which made it really unique to read. But you could read it, and later on, scribes added little vowels for what they thought it meant. And in some manuscripts, they added vowels for the word scarlet, but it's interesting that the same consonants also can mean double or twice, and with just a different set of vowels. And actually, a whole series of manuscripts have that as part of their writings as well. And not to get all technical, but I thought that was really interesting that it could mean, and some of your translations actually translate it, she clothes them double. Or she sends a coat with them. She has them prepared. That is a God-given character trait of care and of watching out for someone else, seeing what they need and acting on it. Again, that's a reflection of God to us. As God knows what we need before we need it. He knows what our deepest hurts are. He knows what our needs are, what our desires are. And He has already met the things that need to be met for His glory. Already. And moms show us that every day. She's the contingency planner. She's the one that people would freeze without or go hungry without. And in verse 23, she cares about her husband as well, his reputation, who he is, how she reflects on him. Her husband is respected at the city gate where he takes a seat among the elders of the land. Godly wives build up their husbands. Have you ever noticed how moms can be very protective of dad? Just, you know, in the gym later, go to a mom and start criticizing her husband. Just see what happens. Then start criticizing her children. And if you survive that, come talk to me and let me know how it went. Because Mama Bear would have come out and the claws would have come out because moms are protective because they care. Because they love, and just as God is protective. On your piece of paper, dads and sons and daughters, write down how mom does this. How does she show you she loves you? How does she show you she cares? She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the lands. The fifth character trait of a godly mom is that she shows wisdom in family affairs. Wisdom in family affairs. She is wise and not foolish. In verses 25 and 26, she is clothed with strength and dignity. Do moms bring a little dignity to the house? So it's a little different when it's just the guys. And when mom's there? Yeah. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come because she's prepared. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Your mom spent the most important years of your life with you. The most formidable, the times when you were being engraved the most, mom was there speaking wisdom. In between the screams, in between the diapers, screams of the child. Maybe sometimes both. In between the temper tantrums, that's a better way of putting it. In between the play dates for small kids. In between the soccer games, the baseball games, the dance lessons, the plays. Mom is speaking wisdom and engraving. Henry Beecher said, "The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom." The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom. And as mom teaches, she is bringing a wisdom of life to our sons and daughters. She is bringing the concepts of how to live, the principles that we live by. She is bringing God's wisdom to our sons and daughters. That should be praised. Amen. That should be praised and encouraged. So write there on that piece of paper, how does your wife, how does your mom show wisdom and teach wisdom? A woman of godly character is trustworthy. She is faithful. She uses her abilities and talents for the Lord and for her family. She is caring and loving. She shows wisdom in family affairs. And finally, jumping to verse 30, a woman of godly character is a woman of God, is a woman that fears the Lord. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And there is nothing like a wife or a mother that is fully devoted to our Lord and Savior, that is walking with God, that loves God with all her heart. It is a beautiful thing. Moms, that's your number one priority. How are you walking with God? Are you spending time with Him? Are you fearing Him in awe and in reverence of what He's doing? But dads, our job is to encourage that. Our job is to make that happen in our homes, to create an environment where the fear of God and the worship of God and doing things for His glory is our top priority. That's on us. And so write in your notes there two things. How does your wife or how does your mom fear God? How does she walk with God? Something encouraging about that. But then how can you help her with that? Going back and reading the verses at the end that we read at the beginning. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Wives, would you love to hear that from your husbands? Would you love to get the call from your son and hear that? Absolutely. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Your homework. It's important to have homework. Sorry for those that are in finals week. You get more. Your homework is this week, 6 days between now and next Sunday. Not counting next Sunday. So you have Monday through Saturday. Each day, take one of these six principles and one of the six things that you wrote down about your mom or about your wife and find a way to let her know what you appreciate about her. Is that doable? And just see what happens. Let's do it as an experiment this week. Let's see what happens when we take and we encourage our moms in this way, because this is about giving moms praise for those godly characteristics we see. Praise mom for her faithfulness. Praise mom for her godliness. Praise mom for that love and care. One a day. That's all we ask. Find a way to encourage mom or your wife. And maybe you do this with just a little note. Maybe it's something that you get a little more creative with. That'd be cool. I'd love to hear stories about that. Today we're going to start the ball rolling. And we have something for moms when we're done. And moms, on your way out, you're going to get a flower. And you probably noticed the title of the sermon because here's the thing. If I bring flowers home or you bring flowers home, what can be the question? What do you want, or what have you done, or what are you apologizing for? Right? And sometimes that's true. And trust me, if you've done something and have something to apologize for, get a whole bunch of flowers. Maybe some chocolate too. And go take care of that. But flowers are a way to show appreciation. And so today, as you get a flower on your way out, it is our way at Village Bible of saying you are valued as a virtuous, godly woman. That we value the fact that you sacrifice for your family. That we value the fact that you love and take care of family members, even when they balk at it and say they don't want that care and love, and you still send them out with the extra jacket. Because you know they need it. And we value that. That's what the flower means. And husbands, don't wait for an apology to get your wife's flowers. Don't wait for a reason. You have a reason. And let's appreciate moms. I've asked Mary to come up and read a poem to end our service. And it's a poem that Janine wrote, as she writes poems for us for different events often. And this week she came in and said, I've written a couple poems. And with this poem, she said, it's basically the Proverbs 31 woman. And she had no idea what we were preaching on and what we were talking about. But it just brings into real life in a poetic fashion the praise that a mom deserves and the honor that is bestowed. And when they are grown, they give her praise. Proverbs 31, that's our instructions, that's our marching orders. Thank you, Susie. For being a fabulous mom to us. Thank you, Mom, for all you've done. I'm blessed to have you both here. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord God, our Father, may we learn to praise virtues that are godly. May we take the time to honor those qualities that reflect you and not get so busy and caught up in life that we forget. Thank you for the gift of motherhood. For the investment that so many moms have made in their families and in their kids. May that investment reap a generation that is walking with you and that is serving you. We thank you for moms. In your name, amen.